And I did a piece, which is called Many, Many Places, which has been done through different spaces in Montreal, in fact. And I asked two friends of mine who are dancers to come with me, and France Pepe, which is one of them, and Alain Dessus, that year. She said, we can do something like a sapateada, which is kind of a jig from Brazil, which kind of game or play that people do in villages that begin to do a step and you repeat it as fast as you can. And the last one who succeeds to do it is the winner, we can see. And then we have done that through different spaces in Montreal corridors and the metro, Bonaventure, different kind of spaces. And what I wanted with that was like maybe to, in a way, to give a body to the radio, which is something very abstract. And at the same time, I wanted to find a way to capture the presence of the body in a space. Then I used the voice for that, but mostly I used like the resonance of the presence of this body in space. And this is what I work with.
Yep, 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 yep.
What does a microphone allow us to hear? The microphone is the medium. Through it are taken sound images which are filled with architecture spaces. The microphone amplifies the microscopic. It follows the movement of the dancer through space and captures the acoustical effects. And it begins like very close to the dancer, and at the end, I was trying to do some kind of traveling and close up and this kind of things to feel different dimensions. And the end of the pieces, it's like there is a microphone which is real, the shoes, and what you read is the cracking of the shoe.
I'm getting very interested in the way that we move with our equipment. I'm just wondering, I'm trying to imagine you with your microphone and all your gear following these dancers. And what did you notice about how you had to move your body to accommodate that?
Yeah, in fact, that way it's like kind of, there is a performance in front of you and you are part of the performance, you're with them in fact. I don't want to be outside. If I wanted to be outside, say I will be there and just do what you have to do and I will take what's there. But what I wanted, it depends. There was many proposition there. Sometimes I really wanted to be with them. And the difficulties of the thing was not to take my own footsteps, you know, with them, and then you have to take care about that and take up the clothes. You have not to have clothes which are very noisy when you move. And I think the best for that is always to record, to do recordings with very great headphones. That you have the headphones and you hear everything. And that's really, really important to hear what we're doing. And if you have the microphones, not the little things you put in your head, then you hear everything around, but the ones which are really closed, and then you know what you are recording. And sometimes it's like you have to do some rehearsal to try how you manage with your own equipment and just to feel it. Another project, Radio Roll Movies. At the beginning of a project, it should have kind of urgency to do something, like something which pushes you just to be somewhere and to say something about something else. For sure, the motivation, maybe it will not appear in the piece you will do, but somewhere it's like the text which is under the production. And it's not a necessity to have that just being there, the show, I think. But if there is the subtext, for sure it will have something which will drive the pieces. And that the question which often is asked to me, and imagine for you yourself, or we always ask to ourselves, is What is at the beginning of a piece? How do we choose the subject? What is there? Is there some? What do you have to say? Then for me, it could be like a sensation and emotion. It could be a sentence I see somewhere. But it's never something very clear, in fact. I can say, okay, I would like to be in this area, but I need to do something with that. But it's not precise what I have to say, what I want to say, in fact. And I should say that I think for our projects, it's very long, with the starting point and the piece is when the piece will be done. And I should say that for each project, it could be different. But at the beginning, was mostly I was going outside to do recordings. After that, I was listening to the recording and say, is there something there which interests me? But for that project, it has been a very nice trip, in fact. 2 month long trip through Canada. And I did this project with Christian Canon. We buy a car for that, a minivan. And we start Montreal, going through the prairies and then up to Yukon, beyond the Arctic Circle, and then we went down to Vancouver Island and came back to Montreal. And the question I have before we did it was, okay, we will cross this country and we'll see wonderful things in nature, for sure beautiful, but what is the sound in there? And the question was, what do we see, and is there a way to do a transcription of that, and how will we do it with sound? And I realized pretty soon that that was not the good question, in fact. The idea is if you deal with the view, you don't deal with the hearing, and what we see is not what we hear. What we decided to do for that project, we said, okay, we'll try to escape the engine in a way, and we took some notes about what was specific from the place where we were, in fact. And we said, because we were really doing the project together, we said, okay, if we listen something different, we'll just listen to it, we'll record it. If it's all the same as everywhere, we will not record it.